You've found the right frequency. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s to the present day. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. This is all about the joy of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick, celebrating 49 years on the airwaves. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. Well, a really mellow set to start off the Radio Thrift Shop this evening. Gary McFarland from 1968, a tune called 3 Years Ago. I don't even want to think about 3 years ago. We were still barely coming out of a pandemic. But that's from his album, Does the Sun Really Shine on the Moon? It's a really understated classic. Good stuff. Before that, we heard indie pop band The Arctic Flow from the Beautiful Noise LP and a tune called The Harbor. We started off with an alternative take of Theme from the Valley of the Dolls by Dorothy Ashby. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and as I get older, my voice is changing. Yes, it's getting higher for some unknown reason. Probably a loss of testosterone or something. I've been broadcasting on the airwaves since 1976 when I wandered into the radio studio at WUNH. Some of my projects include Imaginary Stations, which you can check out on shortwave, and I have a whole group on Facebook called Imaginary Stations and Free Radio Skybird. Alright, but I won't get into all of that. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio, digging into musical archives from the past century, plus of recorded sound.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Marine scientists can't be everywhere at once. To really understand what's happening below the waves, though, they need a lot of observations from many places at many times. So they're getting help from recreational divers. The divers can carry instruments or just log what they see. One project is set to begin in December. Known as Blue Dot, it'll provide insights into how the Mediterranean Sea is warming up, not only at the surface, but down to more than 100 feet. Many divers wear small computers on their wrists. The computer records location, depth, temperature, and more. Divers who undergo special training can upload those observations to a central database. Scientists then analyze the results, producing a much better picture of the changing sea. Another project has been around since 2010, the Great Goliath Grouper Count. Divers at artificial reefs off the coast of Florida log details about the Goliath grouper. It's one of the largest species of bony fish, up to 8 feet long and 800 pounds. But the grouper was overfished, so its population plunged. It's been protected since 1990, so the numbers have gone up. But the extent of the recovery is still unclear. Volunteer divers keep an eye out for the grouper during the first half of June. They report where they see the fish, the depth, the size of the fish, and more. That helps biologists determine the Goliath grouper population, even if they can't be everywhere at once. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
I'm DJ Frederick, inviting you to open your ears to Thrift Shop Delights. It's a world of exploration at the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.
The tide is high.
Band called Flood and a tune called White Bird, taken from the Praise Poems Volume 6 compilation. Definitely not the It's a Beautiful Day version of White Bird. Really melancholy and gorgeous, gorgeous music.
The world is alive with music, that's very clear. And it will magically appear when your radio is near.
Thank you. Harry Harrison asking you, who's your favorite group? Lovin' Spoonful, Mamas and the Papas, or maybe you dig Pet Clark, or Percy Sledge? Well, you'll hear all your favorite sounds when you tune in the InSound right here on this station.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that telephone keep on ringing. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. 'Cause time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really.
Well, you never know what to expect on Freeform Radio, and the Radio Thrift Shop tends to harken back to the underground era of radio from the 1960s and 70s, and even a little bit of pirate radio. Nudge, nudge, know what I mean. All right, the Letterman, by the time I get to Phoenix, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and if there is something that you would like to hear that's really obscure or not so obscure, just email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com and you will hear it on an upcoming program, as long as it's not heavy metal or rap or opera. Well, maybe opera.
You're listening to the Fisk Jubilee Singers with Band of Gideon, a cylinder recording from 1927, and you're on the sound beat. The Jubilee Singers are credited with introducing the arranged spiritual. Critics claim these arranged versions, with European-style timbre, undermined authentic spirituals. Said Nora Neale Hurston in 1934, "There never has been a presentation of genuine Negro spirituals to any audience anywhere. What is being sung by the concert artists and glee clubs are the works of Negro composers or adapters based on spirituals." John Lovell Jr. disagreed in 1972. "If people were forced to sing the songs the way some arbitrary authority decides, or not sing them at all, the spiritual would quickly die, and would be better dead." This episode was co-written by Anna Kurtz, part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. It was produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on.
Your diamonds, and you got your pretty clothes, and your chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father'd be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now he took your diamonds, and he took away your other. Now you better watch your sticker, or start living with your mother. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Well, you've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and your chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Thank you.
It's that wild now sound here on the Radio Thrift Shop. And now for something a little different. A set from my radio co-conspirator, One Deck Pete.
One Deck Pete presents A Bit of Sunshine and Soul, 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 Soul.
Something's wrong, and I know it. By the way you show it, girl. And ooh, you can't hide it. So you might as well not fight it. I'll always stand by your side. My love, I just can't.
Children play hide and seek. We're too old for game fast. Mama, 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 mama whenever I'm with my guy, tripping on love, and it feels so good. I can't help myself, and I wouldn't if I could.
Radio Academy conference in 1990 in Glasgow, where the owner of a radio station stood up and said, "When people call my radio station bland, I take that as a compliment." Now, when you've got that kind of thinking at high management level in legal radio, there's no wonder we have to have pirate stations.
All right, thank you, One Deck Pete. Gotta love those pirate stations. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You've been listening to program number 2502. From the Radio Thrift Shop, free radio lives on in the 21st century. Thank you.
Yeah.